Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to our weekend release. This is the bonus podcast episode where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week.
Random things. Go on, Jordan, squeeze it in.
Random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our wonderful Gene Divas. I forgot to mention from the main episode this week.
Yeah.
How pissed producer Ben was when he turned up to your.
My luxury candlelight supper.
Your curry that we had at yours on
my
Saturday.
My luxury candlelight supper.
He'd been out all day.
In Hitchin.
In Hitchin watching the football. He'd had about 8 pints and he turned up with his TalkSport bravado on.
He did.
He'd had a falling out with Kat. He was like, what? Where's this fucking curry then? I'm starving. You girl, pat your face straight. I was like, Ben.
Don't talk to Mikey like that.
He went, what's that with your face? He was hammered. Weren't he?
Was a bit giggly.
What's the etiquette of turning up to someone's house pissed?
Well,
don't.
I mean, he left it pissed, but that was kind of intended.
Wait, what time are you calling this then? He was like, bloody.
God bless him.
He was like that guy from that meme. Do you want some? Who are you? Do you remember that?
Not Delia Smith.
What was that? What was the famous saying? You've got no fans. That's it. You've got no fans. That's what he was like. Do you want some?
Well,
you've got no fans.
It didn't impinge upon a lovely evening. Can I just also say, I've just realised earlier on when I put my makeup on and it splattered, it's gone all up that monitor. That monitor is covered in foundation.
Jesus.
I'll deal with that afterwards.
It's like a plasterer's radio, isn't it, that?
It is, yes. But it's an etiquette expert's television.
It's like a painter's dust sheet.
Yes. Should we go to some responses from
Let's
our listeners?
Let's do it.
Good evening, William, Diego, PB and Jordan. Oh, bottom of the pile. I was listening to a recent weekend release and the story of Our Brad's and his leg. That's Jordan's brother. My brother-in-law lost his leg also on a lad's holiday and ended up abroad for a long time in hospital. Naturally, the family all flew over, including my boyfriend. Me being me, I sent over a get well card. Hope you're back on your feet soon. But crossed out the feet and wrote foot instead. His mum opened the card and didn't find it as funny as I did. She also didn't find it amusing when I got smashed at the wedding and declared I was more legless than the groom.
Oh, that's yeah.
Luckily, he found it funny, but I was in the bad books for a long time with the in-laws. Day one listener, Sarah.
Yeah, it's one of them. You've got to be careful. If you're doing it all the time, it's not funny. But every now and then a little... Well, I don't know. It's hard to say, isn't it? My mum doesn't find it funny.
You know that toe in the water thing that you told us about? Did she find that funny when she knew or not?
No.
Right, okay.
And when... If one of us will make a joke, she doesn't find it funny. But that's just because that's what mums and sons and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did he lose his leg on a lad's holiday? That's awful.
That is awful. I hope he's okay. But yeah, Sarah, I think everything in moderation, particularly with something that is obviously sensitive.
Yeah, and I was laughing with Brad when he dipped his fake toe in the water and said it was cold.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I think...
Still to today, it's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Brad was in control of the joke there, so it was fine. Okay, next one is from Kate and Josh. Dear William, Jordan and EPB, I've been listening to the podcast since first lockdown and later indoctrinated my boyfriend when we met working on a children's ward. We now have been together almost a year and love to share a G&D and catch up on your latest antics. In a recent main episode, Jordan waxed lyrical about the many varied uses of the humble goo pot.
Oh, yes. I've had so many responses, so many DMs about goo pots and stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
In fact, I'm going to tweet now because loads of people have tagged me in a tweet because somebody else...
Somebody tweeted saying, with a picture of a goo pot, these are of absolutely no use. You never use them. Throw them out. I have the trouble I think I see with goo pots, and I've had goo and I like the puddings, but the goo pots, they're shallow, whereas my ramekins are much deeper. Our friend's baby was conceived via method of goo pot and Calpol syringe, a gooception, if you will. What?
Oh.
I've not been able to look at either object in the same way since my boyfriend told me this, and can only hope the product of this act, that's the baby, never discovers the method of her conception. We both couldn't wait to share this with you when we heard the episode. We expect Jordan may now be put off these tiny pots of deliciousness forever. Thank you for brightening our drives to and from work and giving us a much-needed laugh. With love and mutual disgust, Kate and Josh. Okay, so you can always use your goo pot to conceive.
So someone's used a goo pot to conceive?
Like a little Petri dish.
Told you they come in handy.
I don't really know how that works. I'm not even going to think about it. No, I can't. Think of all the things I could say, but I won't.
They're so handy, the goo pots. It's upcycling.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's better, and they're glass as well, so they recycle.
Forgot what else. I also put my Marmite in mine.
Right.
Because, you know, Marmite's gooey and sticks to
literally
surfaces. Put it in a goo pot so it don't get everywhere.
Okay, well, that's good. This is from Sarah Clare.
Ooh.
Sarah Clare.
Sounds like a very luxury brand.
Sounds like something you'd eat.
Where's your dress from? Sarah Clare. Ooh.
Hello, William Jordan and producer Ben Too. My name is Sarah Clare, and I just wanted to say thank you for your podcast. I've never listened to a podcast before. I always thought they were a bit naff. None taken.
Who's this?
Sarah Clare.
Well, cheers.
And couldn't understand why someone would want to listen to folk talking about themselves. Don't hold back, Sarah Clare.
Fair point. Fair one.
I have a TikTok, which I go on to waste time, well, like everyone else, despite being nearly 27. Also, my young teenage sisters are there, and I like to keep an eye on them for any weirdos commenting, etc. My point being, I came across some clips from your podcast on TikTok and ended up binging nearly the whole page, as you two have great chemistry, you're very likeable, and the dynamic you have is fantastic, and you are both very funny. Thank you. Turn this one around. I decided then I needed to consume more of this content, and so you are the first podcast I have ever listened to, and I thoroughly enjoy it. I am a single mother with not much to do while my son, Jacob, who's 5, is at school besides tidy and clean, and you have really brightened my days listening away while I tidy toys away and do the dishes. Love the podcast, love you guys, and just wanted to let you know, so thank you for brightening up a bored Scottish stay-at-home mum's day. Best regards, Sarah Clare.
That's a lovely letter, Sarah Clare. Thank you.
Thank you. That's much appreciated. Yeah. You're very welcome.
She's got a point there. Why would you listen? You don't even listen to many other podcasts.
I really listen to so few.
Do you?
Yeah.
I heard that one you did on that walk.
Oh, did you? Part date.
Yeah, with...
With Christopher.
Is he your friend?
Yeah, we met on a press trip in 2017 in New York and DC.
Oh, what does he do?
He's a journalist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I listened to it. Nice mention to me.
Did you?
Why did you say I can't say BBC Radio 1? I've got to say Radio 1. I actually do say BBC Radio 1.
Oh, do you?
I mix it up.
To be honest, it was months ago we recorded that,
you
and I can't remember what I said.
Slagged me off.
Oh,
did it?
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
He's got a few digs in and stuff. That's
doesn't sound like me.
Sarah, thanks for listening to us. I know a lot of people that don't listen to podcasts because it is just a lot of talking and going on.
Yeah. We've just had some breaking news, and we'll throw live now to the newsroom where producer Ben has the latest.
At the time of recording...
News just in. At the time of recording, we are number one comedy podcast on both Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
That's amazing.
And we just would like to say thank you to all of the listeners, old, new,
borrowed
and future.
Borrowed and blue.
Borrowed and blue, yes. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's amazing.
We're an overnight success since 2018.
You're joking, aren't you? Overnight success.
Well, we've come a long way.
We have come a long way.
That's great.
We've come from bottom to top.
I wanted to do a show and tell that I've seen on TikTok. You know, I'm now massively into TikTok.
Yes.
And it was like...
Finger on the pulse.
It was like, I can't find it. I'd have looked for it before. So sorry if it's you and you're listening. It was like... when your tea's ready on a council estate, and it proper made me laugh.
Do you know, I don't think my algorithm gave me that.
No,
no.
And it was so funny. So, did you ever say to your mum and dad?
No.
Did you ever say, mainly my dad, I used to go, what's for tea? And he'd go, shit with sugar on. Have you heard that before? Shit with sugar on. And it was always, I'd just seen it on TikTok this week and it really made me laugh. He went, oi, shit for brains, your tea, shit for brains. I'm going to find the video. It really made me laugh.
Right.
So this girl does an impression. She went, oi, shit for brains, your tea's ready. It just reminded me of my dad. And she's like, all right, what's for tea? She went, shit with sugar on. Did you ever get told that?
No.
No. Have you heard that saying before?
No.
And you'd be like, what is for tea? And he's like, I've made you chicken nuggets, chips and beans.
We'd have chicken cordon bleu.
Would you?
Mm.
Shit with sugar on. If I ever have kids, I want them to, maybe not have. I want them to, maybe. I'd love to say to them, what's the day, shit with sugar on.
Are you going to raise them the same way you were raised?
Possibly. No wrong with my upbringing. No,
there's nothing. Look, you've turned out. You're a fine, upstanding citizen.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. I just normally, you know, you do things slightly differently. You do it your way.
What do you mean?
Well, there are things that I do differently.
Did you ever get threatened with a good hiding?
No.
No.
But we did used to play hide and seek in the garden.
No, did you?
Mm.
If you were naughty.
No. Well, I
carry on, lad, and I'll give you best hiding of your life.
I wasn't really very naughty.
Or a pasting.
Did I tell you about the time I fell down the stairs holding a plate? I'd had some biscuits in my room on a plate, and I was coming downstairs. I must have been like 11, and I came downstairs, and I slipped. And our stairs in my parents' old house were quite steep. And I slipped, obviously, noise. Plate smashes, and my mother comes running in and goes, my plate! I'm lying at the foot of the stairs. She was more concerned about the plate.
My mum threw a plate at me, never mind bloody thing. She did, actually.
That explains quite a lot.
Yeah, I told her what to live with my Auntie Mags. So she threw a plate.
I mean, I can understand Wendy's motives there.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, well, thank you, G and Divas, for everything.
Carry on, laddie, you'll get best pasting of your life. Won't be able to sit down for a week.
Is that a promise?
So if you've got a question or a story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, this is the place where we can read it out. Drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexandmyboss.com with anything you want to share with us. We also genuinely do love hearing back from the people we offer advice to. So if that's you, get back in touch with producer Ben. Let us know what you use your coupons for and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.